Glory to God. The Lord has released me to share so much encouragement with you as we enter into 2024. And one of those encouragements is to begin to see your life as happening in a nest. God is encouraging you that what's going on in your life is still happening in the ark of safety. And we're going to talk about that in a few moments. But I want to share this dream from the Lord in which I was talking about this. And then it's going to give you kind of a springboard into the word of God in the scriptures. So let us get into this. So in this particular dream, I had this dream the day after Christmas. In fact, I was in a group of people and we were just beginning to talk about issues and challenges that people were facing. And I said to the group, we were in a prayer meeting and I was talking about the challenges so many people were facing. And I said, that's okay, because it's all happening in the nest. Oh, so we were praying for people and issues and things that were beyond our control, things beyond our ability to change. And I prophesied into the atmosphere and I said, that's okay, because it's all happening in the nest. And as I said this, I was making a gesture with my hands and I was talking about a nest. And I began to weep as I talked about this. And I was talking about how something new was being created. Glory to God, in this nest. It was happening by design and at a specific time, in a specific place for people. And it was in order for the safety of the nest to absorb the danger to what's being birthed. So the nest was a place of safety, and it was absorbing so much of the danger to what was being birthed. The nest is exposed to elements, but it's not ill-equipped to protect the eggs. And there are parents there to protect what's inside the egg as well. And then I spoke of this nest, and I began to weep as I was praying about how people were in this nest season, but yet they were facing challenges and they didn't understand that they were still in the protection of the nest. And I prayed for what the Lord was doing in the nest. Glory to God. And so I began to pray into this dream. And the Lord had me studying and praying and writing about the nest. So God is prophesying to you that right now, no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard, no matter how difficult, no matter how confusing, no matter, it is happening in the nest. Glory to God. God wants you to know you're in a place of development. A nest is a place where young develop into independence, greater independence. And it's where new and vulnerable life gets nourishment and strength. So while you're going through these things, these turbulent situations in your life, they might be related to your family or your finances. It might be related to your employment. It might be related to your place of residence, your neighborhood. It might be related to something beyond your control. But God is saying it's still a place where you're going to grow in strength and nourishment. These things seem to be counterintuitive. How can I be getting stronger when I feel so weak? Remember what the Lord said to our brother Paul. He says, it is in your weakness that my strength is made perfect. Paul sought the Lord three times for a thorn to be removed. And the Lord ministered to him and said, my grace is sufficient for you. God is learning. You are learning God in the nest. Oh, bless the Lord. So as I began to pray into this even the more, the Lord spoke this into my spirit that the church should be a nest of discipleship for new and mature believers. But in the dream, I was impressed by this idea that old and new believers alike need to be and are in the nest. So it's not just because you're young, you're in the nest, not in the spirit. God has us all in the nest. I'm going to give you such a phenomenal picture the Lord showed me about the ark as it relates to the nest in just a little bit. But God is telling me to tell you we're all being prepared for flight. Oh, you're being prepared for flight. You're being prepared to take off. You're being prepared to leave this season and soar. God is bringing you to a greater independence from those who are caring for you. Oh, bless the Lord. God is bringing you to a greater level of independence and maturity so that you can go and do some things beyond your natural borders. Oh, God, there's a coming time when believers are going to be isolated to a greater degree. I'm prophesying this into your hearing. We won't be alone. or without help, but we will be facing such levels of persecution that our lifestyles will require a greater reliance and trust in the Lord. We will need to be more mature in our walk with God. So we're in the nest prior to this time where we're going to need to learn to be more isolated from the world. God is teaching us how to endure. God is teaching you how to overcome. You do it by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You overcome through the strength you get in Christ and by your words, how you proclaim Christ, how you praise him, how you proclaim who he is in your life. Much of what you're facing in this time and season is designed to prepare you for a new level in God. The nest is where you're protected from the elements. Think about a bird. The bird is the egg, even before the bird is out of the egg. That thing could be shaking and twisting and turning in the wind, but it's being protected from the elements. It's being protected from its greater surroundings, but it is not immune from the weather and the conditions. So you are experiencing the weather and the conditions of life, but you're still in the nest. You're not falling. Oh God, you have not fallen. You have not been forsaken. You have not left the nest. Glory to God. You might not have been set free from snares and traps of the enemy, but you're becoming more aware of the enemy's schemes. Oh, bless his name. You might have endured some affliction and some hardship, but you're becoming more aware of the scheme. You're learning in the nest. You've not endured the full-fledged, all-out consequences of being attacked, but you're learning the enemy's schemes. God's preparing you for a time where we're going to be more isolated from the world. We're going to be coming out from among them and being more and more separate. I'm telling you, you might even experience a measure of danger, but your mother protects your life in the nest. Oh, bless the Lord. And this is what you're living through right now. So many of us are living through this. The Lord is your protection. He is showing you who he is. He is your rock and your salvation. How do you learn that? You learn that when things are unstable. You learn that when there's questions about your safety. You learn he is your salvation when there's no other way to be safe. Oh, bless the Lord. You learn that he's your rock when there's no other way to be stable. You learn that he's your rock when there's no other ground to stand on. There are no other options. And you choose to stand on the rock instead of sinking sand. Come on. God puts you in positions to choose the unseen realm, to choose faith over sight. Glory to God. He does not, however, want you to be ignorant of the enemy's existence or his schemes. So what you're experiencing by design is a measure of trouble and threats, but your life is preserved. Job experienced such an intense measure of pain, affliction, and loss, but his life was preserved. There was a great revelation of who God is. Remember, Job said, he said, I had heard of you, but now I see you. God wanted him to learn Christ more than he wanted him to be comfortable. Come on, because God wants you to know that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no life outside of Christ. So even if life on this earth is difficult, if you're in Christ, you're still in life. Come on, somebody. I want to encourage you today. The nest is a type of school. Oh, the nest is a school of hard knocks. The wind might blow and you might feel every mile per hour of force as the nest rocks and sways and dips and turns, but you don't fall. The nest stays sure. The builder of the nest is the Lord. Oh, you can rest assured that you won't fall because he can't fail. You can be rest assured you won't fall because he can't fail. The birds of the nest, we don't know what's going through their mind, but you got to imagine there's some trepidation. But when they put their eyes on the eyes of their parent and they see their parents not afraid, and that this is just part of it. This is part of life. This is just part of being at a certain level. This is part of living at a higher level, that you see and experience greater measures of turning and twists and bobs and weaves. And this is just how it is in the higher elevations. God wants you to understand now that you are emerging into higher levels of faith and life with him, there are headwinds, there are forces, glory God, there are adversaries that will come against you, but God keeps you in the nest so you can see his face even in the storm. God wants you to trust him. Glory to God. You're going to feel the storm. I'm telling you. I'm just telling you. You're going to keep having storms. The storms are going to surround you. It will disorient you at times. But your Father is there. You're going to feel the fear of the unknown. But the question is going to be, what do you think is going to happen next? What do you really believe? God wants you to trust Him. The storms to come will be greater and longer than they've ever been for you. The troubles in this life are only going to grow. I'm just giving you what the word of the Lord is. Our way of life is going to be changing in the long term. And the Lord, like an eagle, is perfecting a people for flight. The Lord is perfecting the eaglets for flight. God is perfecting us for battle. He is perfecting us for a harder environment, but He's taking us higher. Come on. Eagles build their nests. Listen to this. Only in the tallest trees. They are determined to be high above any other danger. Psalm 27 and 6 says, "And now my head shall be lifted above mine enemies all around me." The Lord is building a place of worship in this nest for you, a place in His heart for you to hide. You're near when you're in the nest. An eagle's nest is a massive structure of nurture and nearness. It's like a temple. Come on. It's nearly a ton in weight. These things can be up to 2,000 pounds, and it can be 13 feet deep. That's like a one-story building. One nest can be as deep as a one-story building. It's tall, and 2,000 pounds. That's like the weight of a car. Come on. It's built with massive tree limbs, and it's like a temple. That's the Lord. That's what He's building for you, a place for you to know Him in the midst of the storm, a massive structure that's strong and deep. Come on. A place to be near Him in the dark, a deep place for worship and communion. Scripture likens a bird's nest to the house of the Lord. Listen to this. Psalm 84, verse 3 prophesies, "Even the sparrow has found a home, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God." Oh, it's the altar of the Lord God is bringing you to. God is bringing you into the Holy of Holies. God is bringing you into Himself. Eagles' nests are built by the mother and the father. This is supposed to be a process. This nesting is a process. The Lord and the church. The Lord is the father eagle. The mother eagle is the church. The Lord is supposed to guide you while you're also growing in your trust and your reliance on the greater body of Christ. Come on, somebody. We need to rely more and more on each other. The more you grow in communion with the Lord, the more you are meant to grow in communion with believers. God says that we should get together and honor Him together. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am in the midst. He loves to be with us in communion. You are meant for community in the body of Christ. Don't hide from community. Lean in. Come on, somebody. God is in charge of the nest. He knows what He's doing. So you might be afraid of heights in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. But the Lord is going to allow you to experience some of the ups and downs of spiritual warfare. He wants you to be prepared. He wants you strong. He's protecting you. Now is the time for you to test your mettle and grow in wisdom. He wants you to be more like Him, and He wants you to grow others up, come on, as He is growing you up. Don't be afraid to lean into the ways of the Lord and the ways of the Spirit. Learn the ways of God and the ways of His kingdom. You look like Him, but Jesus wants you to reign like Him. When you're in the nest, you're learning to be like mama and daddy. Come on. And so God doesn't want you to just be born. He doesn't want you to have just rebirth and be born again. Come on. Nicodemus, we want you to understand you need to be reborn, but we more than that want you to live out your being reborn. Oh, come on. And so Deuteronomy 32 says this in verse 11, "As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, so the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign God with him." God is killing our idols in the nest. He's bringing us closer to Him. He's taking out those foreign gods. He's taking out the things we relied on instead of Him. God Almighty. So in the nest, you're learning the heart of the Lord. You're learning the fear of the Lord. Holy, you're learning to see like him. Eagles are known for their extraordinary vision. They see from above what others can't possibly see. The Lord is giving you a bird's eye view in this season. He wants you to see deeper and higher. He wants you to be more aware of what's happening in the unseen realm. Glory to God. It's a spiritual perception God is creating for you. He's purposely exposing you to the dragon and his demons and their desires. Why? So that you can learn flight. You're still in the nest, but the Father wants you to see him defeat your enemies. He wants you to witness this. Whatever you're facing can be and will be defeated. Just trust your Father. You will learn to trust him and call on his name more and more. In the best, you can see your Father as he vanquishes other airborne threats. In the nest, you can see your Father as he vanquishes other airborne threats. Oh, I'm going to say it again. In the nest, you can see your Father as he vanquishes other airborne threats. But no pests can penetrate the nest. Oh, God. You will learn to fight like your Father by watching him and moving with him as he defeats your enemy. You're going to learn to trust his example, and you're going to learn to trust his word. The Lord wants to keep you close. Don't fight him. Come near to him. Glory to God. Listen to Matthew 23 and verse 37. Oh, Jerusalem, this is the Lord. Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Hear the broken heart of God. The storms are meant to draw us near to the Father, but we have a choice. They're meant to call us to a higher place of trust and power in the Lord, but we have a choice. He sees what you're going through. Sometimes he's just waiting for you to call his name in prayer. He's seeking to move in your life. Just come to the Father and watch him take over your life more and more. The idea is for you to be made ready. We are all in the Lord's ready room, which is a military term. It's a place on an aircraft carrier where those who are flying fighter jets prepare, receive instruction and equipment. They have camaraderie. Glory to God. They come together and receive their marching orders before they take flight and fight. We are in a ready room. We are, glory to God, learning our identity and our position in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. We are also getting our marching orders and our assignments in the nest. We are getting our equipment and our training. Why? Because in a nest, the young learn their identity. They learn. They literally imprint with their parents. This is a natural term in science where by virtue of how they see their parents, in the natural, literally by watching their parents, they begin to learn how to behave. And so God is telling you, this is how you get your equipment and training, by being close to me in the nest, in the storm. But there will come a time that we're going to need to take flight for battle. There are going to be battles. The Lord's going to allow us to fight because we will be prepared. He's going to make sure we're prepared for the future. I'm telling you, 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, it says, no temptation is overtaking you except what is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. So in the nest, it's where the risks are allowed to come only so far. And by virtue of allowing the risks and the temptations to come, we learn how to deal with them. God is preparing you to mount up on wings and fly. He's strengthening you. Don't forget the word, what it says about where we get our strength. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. There he is talking to Paul, for my strength is made perfect in weakness, says the Lord. So if you think you're going to get stronger just by virtue of reading the Bible, that's not enough. God said, I perfect my strength in you by making you weak. I perfect my strength in you by putting you through something. I perfect my strength in you by allowing you to be weakened by virtue of things that you cannot control. So these things have to come. Then it says, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ might rest upon me. Get ready for flight by relaxing and resting in the nesting place of the Lord. Oh, glory. One day you will build your own nest for others. You're being made into a father or mother in the Lord. You're being made into a greater measure of faith and faithfulness. Your obedience to the Lord will only increase as you see his faithfulness from the nest. Get ready to have your strength renewed. God is faithful. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint." Now watch this. The first time the word nest is used in the Old Testament is actually translated to describe rooms in the ark. This is the only place the word is translated as anything other than the word nest. So the first time the word for nest in Hebrew is used, it's actually used to be describe a room or rooms in the ark. Listen to Genesis 6:14. "Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark," or "make nests in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch." Oh, I can't wait to preach this word. What's so interesting about the rooms or the nests in the ark is the Lord told Noah to cover the entire surface of the ark and its rooms inside and out with pitch. Oh, God. And that word for pitch in Hebrew can be translated as ransom or price of redemption. So God says, don't just make rooms, don't just make nests, but cover them with a ransom. Cover them with the price of redemption. Cover them, says the Lord, with the blood of Jesus. So in the nest, come on, somebody, you're in a place that's covered by the blood of the Lamb. You've been ransomed and you've been saved. Oh, the price has been paid. God has covered your environment, the place of your nourishment and development, with his redeeming blood. So the Lord's telling the brother Noah to cover the ark with what is figuratively the blood of Jesus, the price paid for our salvation. Jesus is our ark. Jesus is our nest. He is our safety. So in the midst of your storms and your growth and preparation, you're being kept inside Christ himself. Oh, he is your covering. He has covered you with his redemptive blood. Come on. You are walking with Jesus. Just make sure to acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he's going to direct your path. I'm telling you, the nest is the Lord. You are in Christ when you're in the nest. The Lord Jesus promised us he's preparing a place for us. Listen to this now. He promised he's preparing what? A place for us. All that you're experiencing is part of the process toward your ultimate ascension to be with the Lord and the Father. Listen to John 14:3. He says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you might be also." So God is saying your nest here in the earth is the next best thing on the planet to the home that you're going to have in heaven. So don't be complaining. Don't cry out and say, "God, take me out of this," but endure affliction. Come on, somebody. The word for nest in Hebrew has a picture associated with it. Oh, I want you to understand this. The picture depicts the sun on the horizon and a seed. So when that word for Hebrew in the ancient language is written, it looks like the sun on the horizon next to a seed. What does that mean? This imagery is depicting the gathering of materials. So somebody going off into the horizon to bring back materials to prepare a nest for their seed or their young. It's the idea that God can see what you need when you can't, and he's going to make sure that his seed is cared for. This is the work of God. While you cannot see him, or always discern his presence, he is always building on your behalf. He's building. What you're going through is a part of a process of God building a life in him for you. He's putting everything into place. He's preparing a place for you as we speak, and the Lord reminds us that he is working and we should not fear. Glory to God. He's working. John 14:1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So Jesus says this, but Thomas the apostle struggled with this promise. And he represents us. We struggle with this promise. He said, well, how can we know the way where you're going? He asked Jesus, how can we know the way that he's preparing a place for us? Where is he doing this? And Jesus just admonished Thomas and encourages all of us to receive him as the way. You've been with me. You know me. It's going to be okay. If we make Jesus our obsession and our delight and we stay close to his heart, no matter the struggle or the doubt, we can be sure we're on the way to the promise. Glory to God. Don't be afraid, because God is up to something beyond your wildest dreams. He's going to a distant place to prepare something for you you cannot even imagine. So all you need to do is just stay in Christ. Stay in Christ. If you've been with Jesus, you know the way. Oh, you might not know the end. You might not know exactly what that place looks like that you're going to end up, but you know the way. Thomas struggled with that. Well, how can we know the way? He says, I am the way. You know me. I am the way. Jude 1, 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. We rely on his mercies, his tender mercies that are renewed every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Listen, you've got to stay in God in the nest. Stay in God. You're in the ark. Oh, God. What did the ark do? It protected the people of righteousness from the destruction that was happening to the wicked world. Oh, and then when they came out of it, they rested in a place and began to replenish the earth. There was a rebuilding process. God wants you to take flight after you emerge to do work that is going to change generations. Something that's so interesting about eagles in their nests is the timing for when they build. Eagles build their nests in the winter. So even when it looks dead and buried and void of life, this is when eagles go to work. Come on. When everything looks dead, glory to God, and buried, this is when eagles go to work. Glory to God. 2,000-pound structures that take 3 months of daily gathering. That's the work of the Father. He's building a massive temple for you of protection all the day, and he's repairing and maintaining it all the time. So when you feel like nothing's alive or going well, or you're in a dry season, the Lord wants you to understand that he's building something. He's building refuge around you right now. He's building a place of devotion and communion with you right now. He's creating a safe place around you right now. Glory to God. And eagles use the same nest year after year. They don't tear it down and start over. No, they repair and upgrade. Come on, somebody. So year after year in Christ, you're just getting more and more. You're getting bigger and going deeper. Your nest is just getting repaired and strengthened. The enemy can't reach you. Come on, somebody. They just add to their nest and refresh and repair them. And so the longer you walk with God, the more seasons of refreshing and renovation you will experience in your winter and dry season. These things are happening in dry seasons. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for your rod and staff are comforting me. There's a purpose and a place even for your coldest and driest winter. God is removing what doesn't belong or no longer works. Come on. And he's replacing that with fresh strength and protection, fresh revelation of his love, fresh revelation of his protection. He's expanding your borders. He's warding off the enemy. He's strengthening your bond year after year with him. There is a purpose and a plan, and it all centers on your nesting with Jesus. He says, abide in me, and may my words abide in you. Come on. Don't be dismayed. You are worth more than many sparrows, and they don't have to work for their food. Come on, somebody. God knows just how to care for them, just like he knows how to care for you in that nest. Luke 12 and 7 says, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Let us pray. God, thank you for the nest of 2024 and beyond. God, you're encouraging us as we enter into this new year, as we're traversing into it, God, and we're crossing into January and beyond. God, you're saying that you've got us, that we won't fall. Oh, Oh God, you said a righteous man might fall seven times, but he gets up. And so our idea of falling needs to change. We will have mistakes and failures, but God, it's through those that you continue to lift us up with resurrection power. I pray resurrection power over your people. I pray the blood of the Lamb activated in their mind. May the blood of the Lamb overtake their mind. Give them the mind of Christ. Redeem their mind from the world in the name of Jesus. No fear, no fear, just faith and grace and mercy and truth. Oh, the joy of salvation over you now in the name of the Lord. I pray for God to continue to build around you and you discernibly detect what God is doing, the strength and the nourishment you're getting in the winter season. I pray that you discernibly, you can discernibly feel it and you can give thanks unto the Lord. Thank you for the nest, God. Have your way. You are the way, the truth, and the life, and we will find our life in you, God. Make your strength perfect in our weakness, God. We are protected, even in the storm. In Jesus' name, we proclaim it. Amen. I pray your faith is renewed right now. I pray your strength is renewed like the eagles right now. Come on. I pray your strength is renewed like the eagles in Jesus' name. Share this word with someone. I just discern somebody needs to hear this word and they will find strength. Glory to God. If you want to connect with our ministry or sow into this ministry, you can go to faithfireworldwide.com and sign up for our email newsletter. But also you can give into the ministry. Also learn what it is that we're doing these days. Heading to Guatemala in a couple of weeks. I praise God for that, to preach revivals in a crusade with my brother, Steve Fado, and I'm just so grateful for his partnership. But listen, pray for us. We'll pray for you. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Until we see each other again, bye-bye. I love you.